The Bible declares in James 4:4, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Is Senator Barack Obama really a Christian or an enemy of God? Senator Obama has been very upfront during the campaign about his Christian faith. But based on his public statements about his faith, as well as his actions, it is critical to explore what he believes and see if this man really is a Christian as he claims. What does Senator Obama believe regarding the basic tenets of the Christian faith? What does he believe about salvation? Senator Obama is part of this new and emerging group of Christians I call the religious left. The religious left is made up of people who identify themselves as Christians and hold strong religious beliefs as well as sharing left-wing ideals. Obviously, this group has risen up in opposition to those who've been tagged the religious right or the Christian right. Those in the religious left oppose God on issues like abortion and gay marriage, but are heavily involved in the ecumenical movement, environmental issues, opposing war for any reason, world hunger, social issues like health care, welfare, and education. Sound familiar? I'm sending a formal invitation to Senator Obama to sit down with me on camera and deal with these serious questions regarding what he believes about his Christian faith. He's been eager to talk about his faith to the media. He's appeared in many TV programs specifically about what he believes. But sadly, those who have interviewed him and moderated these special programs on faith have either not had the understanding or desire to ask Senator Obama the critical questions that determine what this man really believes regarding the foundational beliefs of Christianity. A Christian, according to the Bible, is a person who's made the conscious choice to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior by faith and follow Him. You cannot be a true follower of Jesus Christ and deny the truth of the Bible. It is inconsistent to say, I'm a Christian, yet live in rebellion to the Bible. It's apparent as you listen to Senator Obama speak about his faith that he does not hold the Bible to be the inspired word of God, representing absolute truth and our final authority in all matters. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey me. That means his word. So what are Senator Obama's beliefs about the most important issue of all, how to be saved? He claims his mother rejected Christ, yet knows she's in heaven. He stated in a recent interview, I believe that there are many paths to the same place. This is that damnable universalistic lie leading millions of souls to hell that there are many roads to God. He also said that he doesn't know if he's going to heaven, nor does he believe he or anyone will go to hell. How can you claim to be a Christian yet not believe in heaven or hell? Jesus said, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus taught that there was only one way to be saved, and that's through faith in him. And that those believed in him would be forever with him in heaven. Those who rejected him would be cast into hell for all eternity. How can you claim to be a Christian, yet deny God's plan of salvation that supposedly saved your soul? The fact Senator Obama denies Jesus is the only way to be saved, that there's no heaven or hell, that the Bible is not the only truth, calls into question whether he believes Jesus was really immaculately conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of a virgin, as the Bible claims, or that Jesus literally rose from the dead, as we're told in Scripture. Faith in Christ is not a political game, but a life-changing experience that determines where your soul will spend eternity. It's time for Senator Obama to be held accountable for what he says he believes, to examine if he really is a Christian. Also calling his faith into question is his position on three key spiritual issues that transcend into the political arena. On all three, Senator Obama is on the opposite side of God. First is his position on abortion. His entire political career, he has not just voted to uphold the slaughter of innocent babies, but he's been a defender of those rights. He's been a staunch defender of this practice of legalized infanticide that he was endorsed by NARAL, one of the world's leading baby-killing organizations. God calls abortion murder, and no Christian in conscience can defend or support murdering innocent babies. Second is his position on the sin of homosexuality. Again, his entire political career, Senator Obama has been a staunch ally and supporter of the homosexual community. He's in favor of redefining God's holy institution of marriage to include men marrying men and women marrying women. He's in favor of redefining God's plan for the family to include adoption by same-sex couples. And he's in favor of special rights for people who choose to engage in deviant sexual relationships. God calls homosexuality an abomination, and the Bible defines this act as a sin from the Old Testament all the way through the New Testament. Third is his position on Israel. Senator Obama is in favor of giving away part of the land that God himself gave to the children of Israel, to their enemies, whose stated goal is to kill every Jew and wipe them off the face of the earth. God's promise to Abraham found in Genesis 12:3 is still in effect. It reads, "I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." No man has the right to give away the land God himself gave to Israel. Senator Obama wants to support slaughtering babies, the homosexual agenda, giving away Israel's land to their enemies, promote these New Age lies about salvation. That's fine. However, don't do these things and call yourself a Christian.